Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. As the Eagles look to turn around their 0-2 start, they will face another tough test on Sunday as they travel to the Meadowlands to face the New York Jets and a very talented Jets defense. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about exactly what it is about that Jets defensive unit that will make them such a tough task.
I think they're sound at every level, Sal. You know, they've got an outstanding secondary, you know, with Cromartie and Revis and Gilchrist, and have really good playmakers at every level. But the one thing that stands out with them as a whole defensively is just the turnovers that they've created. They've created 10, doing a great job of taking the ball away, whether it's from strip fumbles or interceptions. It's a combination of all of them. So, you know, they kind of are all playing in sync, and they're doing a really good job. But they're talented at all three levels on the defensive side of the ball.
The Jets defense has created 10 turnovers in the first two games, so Sam Bradford and Zach Ertz know that holding on to the ball will be one of the keys to the game for the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge, you know, number one is protecting the football. You know, they've done a great job in their first two games of taking the football away, you know, with 10 takeaways. You know, I think they've had five in each game. You know, it's hard to win a game when you turn the ball over five times. So, you know, we've got to do a great job, you know, securing the ball. You know, I think, you know, we've got to try to get the run game going. You know, they've got, you know, a tough defense. It's going to be tough to run, but if we can stay balanced, I think that gives us our best shot.
Yeah, they have 10 turnovers through the first two games. So obviously ball security is going to be a huge thing for us. I mean, the offense just has to get rolling, and turnovers is the last thing that we need to occur to us right now, but we just need to get the offense going as a whole.
As for today's injury update, Kelly mentioned that linebackers Michael Kendricks and Kiko Alonso both did not practice here at the NovaCare Complex today, as Kendricks is dealing with a hamstring injury and Alonso has a sprained knee, which is still in the evaluation process. Another injury notice that running back DeMarco Murray was limited in today's practice after suffering a hamstring injury, and whether or not Murray is able to get into the lineup or not on Sunday, the Eagles are confident that they'll be able to run the ball.
I mean, he's the leader of this team, honestly. He's probably the biggest leader on this team. A lot of guys look to him for that leadership role.
DeMarco's a great player, but I think that we have also got two other great backs back there to be able to get the job done. Bottom line is, whoever is carrying the ball behind us, we have to do a better job of front blocking and everything like that. And as long as we can take care of the line of scrimmage and do what we need to do, we'll make hay in the right.
To check out the entire injury report, as well as hear from Jets head coach Todd Bowles and cornerback Darrell Revis, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.